This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Father, I pray in Jesus' name right now that this message that you have would be communicated by me in the way that you want it to be communicated. And I ask for your anointing now in Jesus' name. Second Thessalonians, the third chapter. And I said verse 7, and I didn't mean verse 7, I meant verse 5. It says this: May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God, and the patient endurance that comes from Christ. You know, just before that, Paul says these words: But the Lord is faithful, he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And we are confident in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we commanded you. And he ends with this wonderful prayer: May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God. You know what? I had no idea some years ago, no idea what that could have possibly meant. I read it. I would read other verses about God's love. I would think, oh, well, yeah, of course, God loves me. I understand that. I know he loves me because that's what my faith is all about. It's all about Christ dying on the cross for me at Calvary. And he died for me and for you. But I know what God's love is. I had no idea. Beloved, listen to me. I had no idea. Until one day when I least expected it. It was one evening. I least expected it. And I was so disillusioned with Christianity, yet I was working for a Christian television station, and I was also working for a Christian radio station. And I had no understanding at all. I thought I did. And someone in the back of my car, a friend of mine in the back of my car, began to prophesy. He just slapped his hand on my back. And I was miles away from God. Miles away. I was in the desert. I was trudging through this big expanse of sand with no water in sight. And I was dying. And he came. This brother of mine slapped his hand on my back and began to bring me a prophetic word that God had brought me 15 years before, and only him and I knew. And Edward John started speaking these words over me, and I knew God was there. And I knew that as I was in the desert, he was bringing me bucketfuls of water. And I was drinking the living water, and I was beginning to come back to life. but still I didn't know what was going on. I just knew it was beautiful. I just knew that I felt that peace that passes all understanding. I just knew that I was feeling incredible. Like you are so, so thirsty and you are gasping for something to drink. And suddenly, someone brings you something to drink. And you are revived. That's exactly how I felt. And this whole feeling went on for 7 days and 7 nights. And I knew that my life had changed, but I didn't know why. So during that week, I just said to the Lord, "Father, what are you doing?" In fact, it was at the beginning of the week. And I said, "Father, what are you doing?" And he said, "I'm pouring my love into you." And it was that day I decided to write a one-man show called O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And I began the process of writing that show. I have written it now. It's ready. But in the process, the Lord instructed me to write a book, which I did. I wrote that book. Oh, love that will not let me go. Because it was a love that wouldn't let me go. And when that happened, and the Lord told me he was pouring his love into me, which he did for 7 days and 7 nights, I knew that my life had changed. And I began to understand exactly what Paul meant when he said, "May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God." I began to understand. It was there. The comprehension of that expression of God's love as it poured into me. But then Paul goes on and mentions the patient endurance that comes from Christ. Beloved, we are all of us at times impatient. And I'm learning patience every single day. When I was a teacher, I could be so patient with those kids. Yet in my own life, I find quite often I am impatient. I want something. I want it now. I can't wait. I want it right now. Why can't I have it right now, Father? You've said I can have this, so why can't I have it right now? But we have to be patient. We have to understand this patient endurance. That means sometimes we have to suffer. People often say to me, "Why do we have to suffer if we belong to Almighty God?" And I explain the same thing every time. God didn't say that you weren't going to suffer. It's not written anywhere in my scripture. I can't find that anywhere. In actual fact, if you go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and look at verse 2 and verse 3, it says, "When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned up. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown." He doesn't say if, he says when. Say when. He says when. And when we go through those difficult times, beloved, we have no choice but to endure. And this is what Paul is talking when he's talking and he's writing this letter to the church in Thessalonica, which is in Greece. He says, "May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God." But he doesn't stop there. He says that word "and," a little contraction that joins two sentences together. Gosh, I sound like an English teacher now. Pay attention at the back. and the patient endurance that comes from Christ. What does that mean? It means that if you desire it, if you ask the Lord, if you say to Jesus, Jesus, I need to understand about this patient endurance. Because sometimes I go through stuff and I can't stand it. But I need to be patient as I'm going through this endurance. You know, something comes to mind as I'm saying that. I told you that when God's love poured into my life, I was in a desert. And I'd been there for quite a while. And oftentimes we find ourselves in a desert place, in an arid ground. And we need to understand that sometimes God wants us to be in that arid ground. Because when we're there, He can talk. When we're miles away from where we think God is. You see, in that time, I was miles away from God. I say that. But God would say to me, you weren't miles away from me. For I walked through that desert with you. Perhaps you didn't see me because you didn't look. But I was there, and I never left your side. Jesus promises that He will never leave our side. Go with me real quick to Matthew, the 28th chapter. I'm trying to do that now, and this is all stuck. I don't know what's happened. And go to verse 19 with me. Jesus says these words. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And then He says this. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So when you're going through that desperate time, beloved, Jesus isn't leaving you. He's not leaving your side. He's saying, I am with you, and I am with you always, and I'm never going to leave you. So although you are in that arid place, as though you are in that desert place, He will never leave you. Nor forsake you. Father, I pray now for all those who say amen, that you would bring them this love and this peace so that they fully understand your expression of love and they learn the patient endurance that only comes from Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Now and always, and may the peace of God be with you. Amen and amen.